Get ready. It's time to tee it up with Keith Jones.
Coming up on today's show, we welcome back industry insider Jack Curry to talk about the new fashions coming out this year and into 2027. So stay tuned and get ready as you tee it up with Keith Jones. Welcome to the show. So glad you'd be along. This hour, we wanted to talk about some apparel, some things going on in the industry, and always trying to keep you up to date with what is happening. Of course, it's amazing when you talk to the manufacturers, they talk about 2027. And they wait, are we in 2026? What is going on here? Well, you know, we have an industry insider named Jack Curry that always has the information that you are looking for. We welcome Big Jack back to the show. Always a pleasure, Mr. Curry. Thanks for making time.
Thanks for having us. It's always a pleasure to be on, and it's a fun time of the year. So we're in between the spring summer season, getting ready for the back to school crunch along with your fall holiday. So like you said, everybody's gearing up to go into that while they're still trying to buy for the spring for next year.
It's pretty insane. Now, those who are familiar with Jack know that he represents Two Under, a base layer company, which we'll talk about this hour, of course. He's got Mission Belts. He's always up to something entrepreneurial. So that's it. But he's been in the industry for, a long, long time. And he knows a bunch of stuff. And he's a dangerous, dangerous man. So thanks for being part of the show.
We're glad to be a part of it. It's been a great run. We together, and we have a great partnership.
Yeah, and indeed, and it's always great to see you in Orlando. Now, I know with the PGA Merchandise Show coming up at the end of the month, Two Under will not be there, but you've been at so many different regional shows and local shows throughout the year, and we're only talking about being half over. I don't know how you do it. You are a road warrior and beyond.
Well, you have to. I mean, I like to keep my finger on the pulse, and it really gives us an opportunity, even if we're not showing at the show. So sometimes the Golf Summit, I'll run down there for a day, but my schedule didn't allow this year. But, you know, it's always nice to see new faces. The Summit has gotten a little bit of expensive, in my mind, expensive for the size of the space and the kind of show it is. But we do these other regional shows, and we support our reps while we're out there. It gives us a chance to meet their customers face-to-face, hear what the reps have to say, and then also gives them a little bit of schooling time that they can get to get some PK sessions and some inside knowledge on keeping them abreast of things, too. So, yeah, it's really good. The traveling is not a problem. Fortunately, you know, it's one of those things that gives you adrenaline when you're out there and you're talking. You don't really realize you're traveling because it's more of a vocation than an advocation.
Well, you know, and there's no question that this is a fantastic industry for those of us that have been involved with it for a long time. We've seen the good, the bad, and the ugly, and you know, it's somewhere in between the good and the bad right now. So the ugly has kind of gone away for a while. So we're happy for that, but it always has these ebbs and the flows and such. So depending on who you talk to in and around the industry is doing very well now. I love that the families are getting out and playing golf, and I know you golf with your boys when you're not on the road and such, and you live in wonderful Myrtle Beach, South Carolina, you know, one of the U.S. meccas for golf courses and all that stuff. So you're already always out on the course when you're not on the road. But
yes, absolutely.
You know, the other part of the industry, you know, the growth market part is interesting. I always. I'm fascinated, and I'm talking to Lisa Langus recently on the show from the Reed Exhibition and the lady running the show in both in Frisco and Orlando, as it turns out. But in Frisco, it's so apparel heavy, which is not an issue, except every time I turn around, there's a new women's line coming out, and the pie is only so big. So I don't get it myself. I don't know. I scratch my head all the time.
Well, it's like everybody said, there's a lot of other people in the performance-based underwear basis in category two. But, you know, the people who are true to their brand and don't change their story and are consistent are going to keep their customers. yes, there's going to be a couple. Maybe they'll take some of those dollars and move them over to the new one if it's something that they feel is very hot or trendy or something that could be good. But, you know, I mean, it's like anything else. You look at where was Johnny O 7 to 10 years ago? It was good, but it wasn't where it is today. And it's just timing is the essence, right? You have to be in the right place, right time. You got to have a good product mix, and you've got to have a marketing plan. You got to be able to tell the story to the consumer. So if you can collaborate all those together, it makes for a better opportunity for your brand. And it brings more to the market awareness, right? It's brand awareness. If the consumer sees your product, they demand more of it. And that's a good thing. So, I mean, we continue to put ourselves out there. It's not like Two Winder didn't want to go to the summit because it is out of sight, out of mind. But there is a cost. Today's costs have been raised so much since January that we're trying to, keep everything afloat and know where our business is going into 27 with an optimistic view versus a pessimistic view, like, oh, we got to pull back or hold back. We want to have a consistency. It may not be the same spike in growth that we've had, but it'll be a growth for sure.
Yeah, that's interesting. You mentioned 2027, because I know that's from a manufacturer standpoint, that's kind of the realm you're living in now. But as we do fast forward to the Orlando show and the size of it and everybody wanting to be in and around the golf industry itself, what is your early take on that show?
The summit, or you're talking about the spring show, the January show?
The January, Orlando.
Oh, my God. It's just going to keep getting bigger. Listen, they had a 22% increase last year, an extra 14,000 people. I think we're going to continue to see that escalate. I think it's the premier show of the industry. And because you can not only buy your fall holiday there, in our particular case, it's very advantageous because we get to see everybody in the building, and ours is account and fill. So a lot of people, they don't pre-season us. They don't pre-book us. Even though they have in mind, they will if they want T-shirts or something that they know is hot. But they'll come in with the underwear orders and say, okay, this is what I want for at once, and this is what I want for June. They'll give us two orders for, you know, a pre-Father's Day kind of thing, and then they'll give us for an at once just to get the shelf filled again when they reopen, because a lot of these northern, upper Midwest courses aren't going to be reopening until late March, early April. Really, you know, Masters is kickoff, in my opinion, of spring golf.
Interesting you say that. So, you know, 200 continues to evolve. You've been with them for a number of years now and really leading the charge and seen the growth, not with just that company, but in the whole segment of the industry, which who'd ever would have thought that you'd have performance underwear along the way, you know, the base layer, as Jack likes to call it. But, you've expanded that. You've continued to say, hey, we can't just sit on our laurels and have everybody enjoy our very athletic underwear. We need to come out with other things.
Correct. Yeah, keep it fresh. People want fresh. They want to. That's why we change our prints every 6 months. So we're not heavy in that. We don't want people buying the same print year after year. Although the Freedom print is probably the only one that's gone year after year. It's our bestseller far and away. But we always put something fresh. And of course, come spring, it's always a bigger multitude of golf prints, since it's the kickoff to the golf season. We always feature six or eight. And again, once again, we've got another six coming in for spring that are absolutely so much fun. And, you know, I can highlight some of the stuff. We try to do it by themes and settings. So Rocky does an unbelievable job with Joey, and they put this together every year. And it's going to be a banner year again. We'll have our carryovers again that we had from this fall, which we always do in the spring. But then the new regime comes in. We sell out of the old, and we move into the fall holiday series. So it's an ongoing rotation, which has allowed us to keep it fresh and keep happy customers happy, and more importantly, the consumers the most, keep them happy because they like it fresh and they want to see something new. And of course, gifts. Gifting is big with underwear. It is the number one most chosen gift by a woman for a man in the entire world, underwear for men.
No, fascinating. So says Jack Curry of Two Under. And the pie that is the underwear category for men is a bit crowded too, because you've got the Tommy John and you got this one and you have Saks and all these other companies that are in that realm. So it gets a little bit, from a consumer standpoint, it can get a little overwhelming.
It can. And then you've got these new, these other off brands that are coming in, and they have an online store only, and they're just trying to mimic something that's been out there that's good, that they pull the wool over the eyes for somebody and they last about 3 months and then they're gone. They can't get anybody to help them. The one thing I love competition. Don't get me wrong. I think competition is healthy. And I would never say anything bad about any competition. I think what the most important thing you can do as a brand is look in the mirror and see who's there and make sure you know exactly who's there and what you're going to do with that person and what you're going to do with your products. So that your focus should never be on anything but your own mirror. And if you can keep that face and that body and that product moving forward and in front and center and in front of the customers, they're going to be happy. You're going to be happy. You never have to look over your shoulder.
Fascinating you say that, because I think to the fashion designers, right, Ralph Lauren and Hilfiger and all these others that were out at the same time and were competing head on, had that kind of developed their own lane, but there was obviously some bleed over, some similar fashions and such, because I mean, Polo is a Polo, you know. I mean, Ralph may have taken that and, you know, made that a Ralph Lauren type of word, but you know, it's a Polo shirt that has a collar, right, and buttons and short sleeves usually, you know. It's
and
a Polo
logo
shirt. And a logo, right,
and icon logo.
Exactly. So, you know, and even Lacoste with Izod, I mean, for and you
sure.
know, it's crazy. And some of these companies are resurging, coming, you know, what's old is new again. Jack, we love this part, right? What's old is new again.
Oh, yeah.
So,
oh, yeah.
We're vintage guys.
No doubt. Yeah, you got to go a little retro. You know, retro's good.
Yeah, it usually, you know, and it's interesting that I think that 200 kind of takes that, Rocky and the gang takes that to heart as well when they're coming up with new designs and new prints.
Sure. Yeah, for sure. No doubt about it. They have to, because they know that if they don't, we can get stale and pass us by. And, you know, people, listen, you're competing for open-to-buy dollars from the consumer and our customers who sell to the consumers. So we're trying to maximize as much as we can in a short period of time. And, you know, we're fighting the uphill battle, right? Because somebody's already budgeted $100, and all of a sudden they thought that Polo was going to be $65, and it's $85. So instead of having $35 to spend on the underwear, now they only have $15. Now, what do I do? Do I buy a cheaper underwear, or do I pull the extra cash from something else and get my pair of underwear and my Polo?
Yeah, that's the quandary. And I think that if you're used to something, and that's, you know, brand loyalty, you know, bleeds over obviously into the golf industry as well. It's not quite the same, but there certainly is brand loyalty.
But it has to be, because here's the problem if you don't. If you don't keep your quality up, so you got to separate yourself from the others. And we know for a fact, with our return rate being less than 0.1% for the entire company, we know that there's nobody who's looking over there. They get a pair of underwear that something happened. I don't care if they caught it on something that got torn, he sat on it, he had an accident in it, who cares? Whatever happened, if it's defective, guess what? We're going to replace it, and we're going to make it the right way. We're going to give you an opportunity to say, we're sorry that things like that happen, but, you know, for the sake of protecting you and where you bought it, you guys get a brand new pair. No problem on us. We just want a picture of the defect, so we'll share it with the factory. If it's something on a seam or an area where it could have been a factory error, if it's not, then, you know, we'll eat it and walk away and say thank you very much and keep supporting our brand.
Oh yeah, I want to talk about more on the brand loyalty side, and also about the guarantees in the golf industry, the warranties and such, and how those are kind of presented and how those are made out and how they affect the consumers. We're with Jack Currie, our industry insider, talking about apparel, of course, because the 2027 is upon us. The catalog for next spring. What? I don't know. I'll let Jack explain when we come back.
This is Justin Leonard, and you're listening to Tee It Up with Keith Jones.
We are happily spending the hour with Jack Curry, our industry insider, and 2Under, mastermind, a guy who knows about underwear, of all things. And I have to ask you, Jack, this question, because you made a statement about underwear being the most given gift by a woman to a man. Who did? Yes. Who took that poll? Who did that? Who came up with that research?
So it was MR Research at Men's Health and Menswear Magazine. They do all the menswear business throughout the world, and that includes Calvin Klein's. And so that's everybody that's in the underwear category, you know, Jockey and Hanes and everybody. But 70% of men's underwear is bought by a woman for their men in their life between October 1st and December 31st. So that's when the biggest part of their business's purchases gifts. Of course, Father's Day is always a good one. We try to target the kickoff Masters Week as one special holiday. Father's Day is always a big one. Your back to school /fall kickoff is September, just after Labor Day. And then, of course, you got Black Friday, and which is now into October anymore. It starts, used to start the day after Thanksgiving, but it starts November 1, which is a big season. But I will tell you, back to school and gifting, that what women are buying for every man in their life, especially if she knows that he's not jumping out of the shower and screaming and putting Gold Bond on because he's wearing 2Under, he's not chafing anymore.
Chafing is a big deal, let me tell you. Hey, listen to Jack tell the shower stories. There you go. It's like being in a locker room with Jack Curry when you have him on the show. This is the way it is. He plays golf a lot, so that's why he knows locker rooms. Nothing else, folks. Nothing else. Nothing to see here from a standpoint. But it's interesting, again, you said, you gave seasons, right? You said, oh, Father's Day. And you said, oh, this over here. And you said, oh, Black Friday. But you're right. You used to wait for Cyber Monday. It was Black Friday first because you went in the stores and you waited in line. Then they said, oh, let's do stuff online so you can do Black Friday online. And then now there's Cyber Monday, so you can do Cyber Monday. But the sales start like after Halloween, really, you know?
Oh, my God, yeah. Exactly. You hit the nail on the head. Halloween is the kickoff anymore.
And if you go into some stores, because retail has to get ahead of it, right? So you go into some stores, say like a Home Goods, right? And you go in like summer, right? You may go in August, maybe towards September, and all of a sudden you'll see pumpkins. It's like, what is going on here? You know? So
exactly.
It's like Christmas in July. You know, that's a real thing, let me tell you. You never know when
Santa's
popping
up. It really is a real thing.
So the retail mind, where I was going with that, is the retail mind of consumers has been altered over time as well. Because
it's so altered that there is what typically was the season where they could kick it off and bring their stock in and have it ready is way off course right now. I mean, that's why these retailers are suffering, because they'll be over inventoried when they thought they were going to have business and under inventoried when they didn't think they were going to have business. This whole structure of retail purchasing online has changed immensely.
Yeah, so because of the online, the e-commerce versus the in-store stuff?
Well, the accessibility, correct? So what online has done is make everybody want it yesterday. You know, Amazon and their jobs, and what they've done is they created a monster so that other retailers have to do the same thing, or you lose out on those open-to-buy dollars. You know, people are impatient. They don't want to wait anymore. They don't want to take the time to get in the car and go shopping and then think about it and come back the next day. It's impulse buy. And if they can go online and buy it, and it can be in their hands in less than 24 hours for the same price or less and have the same guarantees, and it's exactly what they want, that's what they're doing. But it's killing the retail side of the business, because what it was built on was a handshake and a personality, right? You know Joe Smith and Keith Jones and, David Hasselhoff. If they walked into my store, I knew them by first name, and I knew their sons and their daughters and when their soccer games were. And you know the things about people that you don't have that part of the life anymore that's happening at retail. Some of the fine men's shops still have a little bit of that, but other than that, you walk into any major big box, other than Scheel Sports, who caters to the retail consumer better than any big box retailer in the world, if everybody had the same attitude as them, we'd have a much better retail environment out there, but it's not. Unfortunately, the stores are understaffed, and the people there are scared to death to talk to you because they just want the job. They're not interested in helping their business grow because they don't get a piece of it. So they're not acting like I did. I grew up in retail. I wanted to learn. I was like a sponge. Tell me everything you possibly can about why are you buying this product or what are you using it for? And I need to help you. I need to figure it out. And, you know, the last thing I want to do is have you come in and buy something and you go home and you're disappointed because you're going to blame me. You want me to help you to figure out what is best for you.
Yeah, there's no question. It's with Jack the Sponge Curry. We'll be back.
The Dalai Lama. So I'm on a first tee with him. I give him the driver. He hauls off and whacks one. Big hitter.
The Lama.
Long. Into a 10,000 foot crevice right at the base of this glacier. You know what the Lama says? Gunga Galunga. Gunga, Gunga Galunga.
Just when I thought he had enough nicknames, apparently he's added another one. It is Jack the Sponge. Well, yeah, Curry. And it makes sense to me because you're a sponge. Every time I see you, you're a sponge. And you just absorb these things. You know, he does not sponge it off people. I'm not saying that. He is a guy that just continues to learn and continues to evolve, which is, from a human being standpoint, tremendous. But also, from an entrepreneurial standpoint, paramount. I mean, it's so important to be able to morph and do the things that you need to do to stay up with what's going on and to be on the cutting edge and all those kind of things.
Yeah, thank you very much, Keith. I mean, I take a lot of pride in that. That's one of the things that I always, in my mantra, was to make sure that I learned something new every day. And I've been doing this 47 years and never had a day I didn't learn something new. And it doesn't mean it's necessarily good or bad. It's just to learn something new. Whether it's to do or what not to do, but it was definitely advantageous, and I still use that mantra, and I feel like I'm blessed. You know, that's what keeps me 70 going on 55.
Yeah, you know, you've been involved with the industry for a long time, which is definitely can taint you in different ways, but that makes a difference in how you approach things as well, because the industry is so specialized. Not everybody plays golf. Not everybody buys golf apparel. That's why this athleisure category has grown so much over the last handful or so years. I call it athletic sure. You know, I came up with that Lisa Langus, because that's the way I look at it. I need it to be more athletic and less leisure, you know, because those of us that play golf, and I'll let you either jump on the bandwagon here or say, no, I disagree with that. After a round of golf, Jack Curry, Keith Jones is not, he might go to get you a drink right afterwards, but he's not going to dinner in the same shirt that he wore for 18 holes of golf.
Correct.
Okay, thank you very much for that. He only needed to answer one with one word. That's exactly right. No, we don't do that.
You know? Nope. No, unless you're forced to because of the where you are. You had no choice because you didn't bring extra clothes and you weren't aware the temperatures were going to be what they were. If you couldn't plan for it accordingly, but most people are carrying an extra shirt with them or they'll go buy one. They do not want to sit in a sweaty garb to go in and have a cocktail or two with their friends and talk business or pleasure. We're both.
Right. Well, that's, you know, and that after a beverage afterwards, post round 19th hole, I can get by with keeping it on if it's not too worn in. However, I'm not going to dinner at said club or out to dinner in same said shirt. So
no way.
Thank you.
No way.
Thank you very much.
No,
I appreciate that.
So. Absolutely not even close.
So why are they pitching women on this? Like, yeah, the same cute skirt that you went and played your, you know, women sweat too. It perspire, but you know,
they sweat a lot. In fact, you know, that was the whole point about Playtex and, you know, moving your assets, you know, it's because they get sweat underneath their boobies. So they have the same issue we have with our assets.
See, Curry just knows a bunch of stuff. See, this is what you learn. There you go. I'm sure.
Get on skin tack, contact. Ask Playtex. Lift and separate, baby. They didn't come up with that slogan because it wasn't real.
Touche. And it's been around for a long time, and nobody's pushed back on that one either, because it makes it different. And that's part of why I like the 2-Under brand, because it does help lift and separate. So you mentioned that chafing word, you know, that type of thing. And it's not even – it's for me, it's not even a lot of chafing. It's just I gather a lot of heat in certain areas of my body.
Yeah,
and
sure.
It just, you know, sweat, no bueno. It's just no good. I don't need it.
No, it's an uncomfortable feeling, and that's why we're very blessed that we have the Joy Pouch and the patent. And as Ricky says in his video when he's running on the treadmill, elevate and separate.
Oh, I haven't seen that. Next time I run into him, I'm going to have him recreate that one for me. Elevate and separate.
It was the best. I have that video, and you got to show it to your listeners. You got to tell them. I'll send you the link. It is amazing, and he's so good on it, too. He's such a class act. We love talking
to him. He's been a great ambassador, and I remember back talking with you right as you were getting ready to sign him, and it was like, so there were some questions back and forth of, is he the guy? Is he the guy he should be? And that type of thing. And I think he's a great ambassador because he's so popular. You know, his game hasn't always been as good as he would like it to have been, but still, it's Ricky Fowler.
Coming back.
He's
getting closer. He's getting much closer. I think he'll be there. And you know what? He doesn't have to be there on an urgency basis. He's playing better. He's putting himself in the top 50 in the world. He's got a chance of continuing to do that, and that's all he wants. And if he continues to play well, he's going to win. He's got the talent. He's going to win. He's still young. He's 34.
Yeah, that's crazy. I mean, he's been around for so long. See, you think he's older than 34. You really do.
Yeah. He's been out there 16, 17 years already. Remember, he was a baby-faced kid who couldn't even shave his mustache off because he didn't have one. He had to put milk on it and let the cat lick it off.
So true. And now he's doubled himself. So he's
going to
lapped it. He's lapped it. But good people, and that's, you know, you like that. I've been at outings with him, and he's
great
personality.
Beautiful wife, great children. He's a good kid. Really good kid.
Yeah, you could have done much worse than Ricky Fowler for spokesperson. That is for sure. And especially with those guys that are out there. I mean, everything is logoed. Everything is hand out. I mean, it's not like they're not winning a lot of money, even if they don't win the golf tournament. But, you know, everything is so logoed these days. It's crazy.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, they're sponsors. They're loyal to their sponsors. That's who funds everything that they do.
Yeah, well, there's that loyalty word again, right? So as far as
100%.
Consumer loyalty, obviously somebody has to try the product to buy into the product, right? So
Correct. You're
asking somebody to spend a reasonable amount of money for some underwear that could be less somewhere else, could be different somewhere else, those kind of things. So how do you get people on the same page, and I'm speaking generally as well as with 2-Under?
Well, I think that generally the best way to do it is a wear test period. You got to prove to somebody by, you know, walk the walk and talk the talk. Don't believe anything. Don't believe a word out of my mouth. But if you want to feel a difference, try one pair. And it's like Pringles. Once you start, you can't stop. And once you pop it. And it's one of those things that once you wear this, you sort of forget that you have underwear on because it feels like you have nothing. And that means it's doing its job because now you're no longer thinking, as Ricky said, I no longer have to think about something that's bothering me. I can think about my golf swing. And that's enough of a worry as it is just to take care of that. Why do I need to think about sweating and issues that I've had in the past? Since I moved over to this, I don't have to think about those anymore.
Yeah, it's interesting. And the Pringles example is a pretty good. There's another slogan that has stood the test of time because, you got to try it to understand it or to be willing to buy it or buy more.
Exactly. And then we're very casual about it. There's no high pressure. We don't, you know, try one pair. We have a one pair guarantee with even still to this day, if you join our VIP club and you try a pair and you don't like it, we'll refund your money. But I mean, we're so confident that when you wear it, you're going to want another one it's just a matter of how many colors in addition, because men are creatures of habit. If they like a black belt and they wear it and they everything works out, they're going to go buy a brown one, a navy one, and a gray one. And the same thing with underwear. If I like my golf print and I love the fit and the size, I'm going to go buy four more prints and put them in my drawer.
I just laugh because he said men are a creature of habit, and I just is it effort? Is that what it is? Are we just putting in enough effort to the things that are important, like holding your pants up?
Well, yeah, exactly. It's also a bit of laziness. You know what? If I have to spend more time thinking about it and going shopping for those kind of things, I'd rather buy four of something I like and go play more golf.
This is why that is fact coming from Jack Curry. The sponge has said it all right there. That's exactly right. That's the thing that I've admired about you also for the length of time that I've known you. But you know, it's just every time because you're practical as well along the line, right? But you've already walked that walk, so now you talk the talk, and you're like, well, that makes total sense, you know. And you talk about no pressure. You know, I've watched you work with both the current customers and prospective customers, and you know, the walk is the same, right? So it's I don't say unassuming, but you know, there's no intimidation. There's no you just have to say, here it is, this is the product. I'm sure you'll love it, you know, but you have to make that commitment to do it. But you know,
right? Don't take my word for it.
Right.
I don't want you to take my word for it. I want you to feel it, walk the walk, talk the talk, and when you're done, I want you to tell me good, bad, or different. I want to hear it. And we get rave reviews. That's why when the ladies who were associates on the floor selling are offended when I give out a pair to the men and I say, here's a test wear pair. I said, here's one for your significant other, boyfriend, dad, or brother, whoever's at home that's a man in your life that you can give this pair to, who can tell you how well they like it when they're done, is all I'm interested in. And they're like, really? I said, yes. That you're a part of the team. You can't sell it if you don't hear it and talk it yourself.
Yeah, that's, again, not something that you don't always see in the industry, because usually it is. The women aren't involved in the industry as much as they could or should be, you know, and it's a little.
Getting more involved, though. I will say that the AGM, the Association of Golf Merchandisers, the manufacturers, the merchandisers at the club level, they're all taking a vested interest. Even some of the executives at the top level in the USGA and RNA, and there's a bunch of ladies that are involved all the way to the top. And Susie Welley is a perfect example of that. There's so many great ladies who are leaders now who have a better perspective than just a woman's power kind of thing. They're executives now. They think Anne Broholm's a perfect example. She runs Ahead, owned by a big Swiss company. A spectacular human being, a better person, but just a great business mind. Not necessarily does it matter male or female. She's got a business mind and it's an intuitive mind that tells you that you want to do business with her and talk to her because you're going to learn a lot.
Yeah, when I said involved, I meant the manufacturers to the consumers. The women's market is underserved that way. But yes, it's important that you have female leadership, some of which you mentioned, and it does kind of bleed down and stuff. But I meant the representation when I said involved with the industry, because it's hard to be involved with the industry if the industry is skewing it towards the male. So
yes, yeah. And it's been a male. Golf has been a male dominant business for 80 of the 100 years, or 75 of the 100 years. So it's even more reason why you got to see, confirm the fact that women are a part of this business and are going to be. And I'm loving it. I'm seeing more and more at the section level, at the PGA section level, executives becoming executive directors or assistant executive directors at these organizations to help drive the business. And they add a smiling, fresh face too, which really makes it a lot of fun. It's not the old staunchy navy blue blazer, khaki white shirt and striped tie.
Yeah, we kind of got tired of that. Although you know, it's
yeah, that stereotype's old.
Depends on which organization you speak. There's still a bunch of that around,
of course.
But
Oh yeah,
it's, you know.
No, there is, and I respect that. I don't say it as a negative. I mean, heck, our business is driven by the PGA of America and the people who we support there. From day one, they've been our strongest core competency when it comes to purchasing, and we appreciate them more than anybody in this world, and we'll never walk away from that dance floor.
Yeah, I hear you on that. Well, that's why we've supported Reed as much as we have over the years, because they took over running the shows from the PGA of America, because that's part of what they do, exhibitions and such. But the keeping that relationship with the PGA of America is paramount, and that's, again, one of the reasons that we make sure that we support and show up and do what we have to do as well, as far as getting words out. Or, you know, the show in Orlando is a closed show. It's an industry show. So the listeners, our listeners can't get in, you know, unless they're involved with the industry and things like that. So that's one of the reasons we do what we do, try to expose them or try to share the information that's there. Because eventually the information will become public, you know, about the equipment and things like that. But I'd rather, from our standpoint, because we can be a conduit, I'd like to get that information out, and we have been, get it out sooner.
Sure.
So people can understand what's going on. That's why I turn to people like you, who are involved and have been with the industry for a long, long time, and can lay it out for people what they can look forward to as far as apparel or even, you know, we get into hard goods and things like that. But you're one of your big specialties is the soft goods side. And with all the fashions going on and things like that, it's, you know, even the men's fashions, you know, and the number of manufacturers, because everybody wants to be involved with the golf industry, you know. So so you see all these regular, I'll call them street brands, but the regular department store brands, all of a sudden they're getting into the golf realm, and you're like, wow,
sure.
I did not expect to see them when I turned the corner.
100%, you're correct. You're spot on that one, for sure. You know, that's why it's grown to be, like you said, the piece of the pie is no bigger. It's just more people got their finger in the pie.
Yeah, but I do like the creativity is always something that I'm drawn to. From the women's side specifically, but certainly also from the men's side, because and you mentioned Johnny O a little bit earlier. You know, big fan. I met him a couple of PGA. Merchandise shows ago. Interesting guy. He has the surfer logo, but he doesn't surf, you know. Whoops. All that information slipping out right there. But you know, but he's developed a brand, and it's you know, I'd rather pay, you know, a discounted price for a shirt of his than I would for the MSRP. And I've been fortunate to be able to do that kind of stuff. But that's, you know, you just have to shop, and you have to shop smartly and such. So,
they did a smart job when they came out. They knew where Peter Millar was priced. They knew where the top end was going to be. They knew what the bottom end was going to be. We're not going to be either of those. We're going to be in the middle to upper section, and we're going to give you the best product, and we're going to put a really cool logo on it, and we're going to be lifestyle. We're not just going to be golf. We're going to be everything. You can wear, just like Tommy Bahama did 30 years ago, you can wear it to the golf course, you can wear it to the beach, you can wear it to dinner, and you could wear it to a business meeting if you had to.
Yeah, that's really, really important from that standpoint. And also the important of having this guest on, Jack Curry, with us this hour. After this break, we'll be back to wrap up the show when Jack expounds a little bit more on where he's seeing the clothing industry directed. We'll do that after this break. Back to wrap up the show. Been a pleasure to spend the hour with Jack Curry, the Sponge, the guy who has made the engine go for 2 under, also involved with Mission Belt, and a guy who's an industry favorite as well as one of our industry insiders. So appreciate that. Always appreciate you making time, Jack, because I can't believe you're actually at the home office this week instead of on the road somewhere and Mesquite or Missoula or Muskegee or how many, I don't know what other M's I can come up with, but anyway.
I was supposed to be at Big Cedar, but I couldn't make it. That's where they are this weekend.
Oh, Big Cedar. Yeah, there's I got to get out for that. That's
oh my God, that's amazing. Yeah, Buffalo National and seeing the Top of the Rock, and so it's an amazing place. Johnny Morris is a genius. What he's done to that town and what he's done for that town is absolutely amazing. The millions and millions of dollars that are poured in there.
Yeah, indeed. So the industry has millions and millions of dollars pouring into it as well. Everybody wants to be involved. And especially on the apparel side, it keeps growing.
Yes.
What are you seeing? What trends are you hearing as we get into the 2027 catalog and such?
I think we're going to see a paring back. I don't think you're going to see as much new, maybe even a little retro. I think people had a very, very tough 26. I think coming out of the tariff situation, hit the pocketbooks of many of the manufacturers very heavily. They had to guard against that. They had to make sure they were protected to do have extra inventory. So they beefed up on some of the production to make sure they got it at the lower price before the tariffs hit. And now they're sitting with inventory and there's going to be a slowdown. I think going into spring, it'll still be solid. But you're not going to see a lot of brand new, introductions. You may see some new prints, but I don't think you're going to see a depth of production. You're going to see a depth of a line growing by 20% as far as styles. I think the styles will be, the amount of styles will be the same. You'll see colorations change to match up with some of the new, Pantones and things that are going to be hot for spring 27. I think you'll see some people go away and you'll see some new entries as well. I think there are some new entries. I know there is. There's one new entry coming in golf I can't speak freely about, but it'll be – it's a shake-up. It's a shaker and a mover who's in another category in this business in sporting goods already and is going to get into this side of the business, and they're going to take a stance. And I think with what's happening in Oregon, I think there's timing is the essence. There's obviously a shakeup at Under Armour. Who knows the heck what's going on there? There's so many changes. So I think those manufacturers who are positioned to put themselves in a in-stock and at-once kind of reaction business is going to be very, very solid. I think it's going to be really good for them, and they're going to start off their spring kicking hard, and I think the consumers are going to be ready for it. Be an interesting fourth quarter. I'm anxious to see what's between the wars and the gas and some of the things that have to settle down and rates and some changes that are out there that have to settle down in quarter three and four could really, really change the whole complexion of what's going to happen in the spring of 27.
Well, we're going to check in definitely by the fourth quarter with you, Jack. But big box wise, Dick's and PGA, what are you seeing? What are you hearing that way?
I think the retail floors are soft. There's only, like I said, I mentioned the one retailer earlier in the show. I think these other retailers, their floor traffic is down, and they're trying all different ways to generate more floor traffic. I think back to school is going to be an influx of business bigger than holiday, in my opinion.
Interesting.
Because they have to spend the money there, right? These kids all need new wardrobes. They all need new underwear. They all need new socks. They all need new shoes. They all need new backpacks. That's a capital expenditure from a family standpoint. You can't get around if you have kids. You have to spend it because they want to, go in there looking good. You want the kids to feel good when they're going to school for the first time since summer break. I think you're going to see a bigger spend there than you are going to see at holiday, in my opinion.
Wow. We'll be checking on that as well. That's fantastic information. And the back to school thing. Yeah, that's sorry. When you say that out loud, kids get all cringy. But, that's a real thing. It's a real spend. It is. And it's gotten worse. We used to have to maybe have some pencils and some erasers, but now you have to have so much more.
Stylus pen and a Neo or a new iPad or,
It's insane. But we're just out of time. Special thanks to Jack Curry, who, as I mentioned, we'll be checking in with him later in the year. But we're just out of time. Get out there, look good, practice, take your game to the next level, and we will talk to you next week. Take care.
All right, this is Trey Cool from Green Day, and we're teeing it up with Keith Jones, like we always do. It's a habit we can't stop.